Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Lincoln Contractors Supply and Fabic Wrench, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more. By American Natural Premium Pet Foods, premium nutrition without a premium price, AmericanNaturalPremium.com. By Huntworth Gear, high-tech camo wear at a price you can afford, HuntworthGear.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, reminding you to mentor a new hunter this season and to think safety first whenever you're hunting.
Hunt safe, Wisconsin. Time now for the Madison Outdoor Report, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Southern Wisconsin's leading Matthews and Mission retailer, located just west of Arena on Highway 14 and online at PappasTradingPost.com. And by Fisher King Winery, makers of finely crafted Wisconsin wines, in Verona and online at FisherKingWinery.com. This special feature heard every week at this time exclusively right here on WTSO, the Big 1070 and 100.9 FM, and streamed on demand on LakeLink and on our podcast on iTunes. Joining us now is Nebulous, Jiffy, what's the other ones, Duffy?
There's six more of them.
Six so more, okay, well, you're a pro in all of it, Duffy. Duffy Cup joining us. Thank you, Duffy. Well, how are things going? I know we're kind of like at the very beginning of ice show season, but I mean, for a brief moment there, I thought we were really at the very beginning of ice fishing season.
Well, around here, it actually has started in the Madison area. I mean, in the real shallow areas like Cherokee Marsh and up on the grade and stuff like that. So the typical down in that Stoughton area, they got some little canals and stuff down there that they fish in. And it started, and I know a week ago I talked to a guy, and he said he was catching a fair number of eight and a half inch bluegills in Cherokee Marsh, and he got a couple of bonus walleyes with it. I don't know how big they were, but that system there, it really has been putting out a lot of walleyes now, and it's only going to get better because I think they threw some more in this fall. So the walleye population in Lake Mendota is pretty healthy at this point.
For sure, for sure. And that's good to know. I mean, guys, anglers have been you know, it's kind of been an ebb and flow fishery for a lot of the anglers when it comes to walleyes, but it's good to see that that's on the rise.
Yeah, it is, and they have over the last, I want to say, 4 years, they've been stocking a bunch in there, so they're very anxious to see how that's all going to come out. There's a couple of other species that are down a little bit and haven't had any stocking lately, and that's showing up too. So there's kind of a direct relationship, I guess.
For sure, and it's interesting how that all works out. And I think we continue to learn more and more about the dynamics of how lakes work, and particular lakes or particular chains and things like that. And you definitely see the balance of power shift when you start stalking one over another, you know, you want to say let nature take its course, and then we're taking all kinds of fish out of it, so that's not really nature taking its course, is it?
Yeah, it's really not nature taking its course anymore, that's for darn sure.
Well, Duffy, so as the season has begun, anglers are out. Obviously, be super cautious about ice conditions. We've had some warming, we've had some rain, we've got to be really, really careful.
Yeah, be careful, and then when you go out, besides all the, you know, all the standard safety stuff that you've got, and this really isn't for you when you go out there, but you're hauling your little sled out there, if you have a nebulous, stick that thing in there just in case somebody else runs into a problem and you can help them out.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, we all got to look out for each other. There's enough of the infighting and stuff that we do on social media and stuff. We don't need to be looking across the ice and go, man, I wish I could help that guy. You know, it brings something that you can do so. And the Nebulous is a great tool. I was just going to ask you about Nebulous because I know a couple weeks from now you're going to be over in St. Paul the St. Paul Ice Show, and promoting it there and selling units there. And It's garnered a great following through a lot of the pros in the industry, and for good reason. It's not just that it's a, I want to really make this very apparent. A nebulous will not help you catch fish. Okay, so when you,
if you
look,
can figure out a way to do that, please let me know.
So when you look at these fishing pros that all are promoting this unit, it has nothing to do with them catching fish. They truly care that they or somebody they are fishing with or somebody that's out on the water makes it home that day. That is why they are doing it.
And to a certain extent, Jeff, to be very honest with you, from talking to a lot of people over the years, it's not a device just for the pros.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's for anybody that takes time to go out on the ice and try to enjoy themselves with ice fishing. Your sense of safety and everything just goes up significantly if you have one of those devices tied onto your machine.
And, you know, and it goes, the folks in the Madison area, Dane County area, understand you got to have the flotation on your ATVs and stuff. This takes up such a small amount of room compared to the big tubes and things. And although the big tubes are cool and useful and have, you know, guys got very innovative, this is just, it's just a good unit. And it's approved for the Dane County Lakes, so why not? And as you said, take it with you before you stick it on the ATV for the year. Take it with you in your sled. I recommend doing that anywhere across the ice belt at this time. It is crucial to have that Jiffy Spud and to have that Nebulous with you.
Very good. That's really good. I mean, people have to kind of get beat over the head a little bit with the safety, especially early in the season, because people get very, very excited about going out. It's probably not quite buck fever, but
I think, well, it's
for
as close.
Some people,
yeah,
that's their favorite activity.
Yeah, absolutely. They wait all year for it, and it looks like this year started early. And I think 2014 was the last time I was able to get on ice before gun deer season, and that year we just about had ice right up until the opener of fishing in May. So perhaps we're in for another long winter. But you will be at the St. Paul Ice Show a couple weeks from now. Then you're going to be, where else are you going to be at that third?
The first weekend I'll be up at St. Paul. And if you've never, for listeners, if you've never been up to that show and you're really into ice fishing, you've got to see it to believe it.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then the weekend after that, I will be up at Duluth at the Arrowhead Ice Show.
Arrowhead Show.
That's okay. Really a fun one to work, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That one seems to be growing. I know there's one in Fargo now in North Dakota that seems to be growing as well. And good to see that the shows have lots of stuff for anglers to do and that the companies are willing to spread out across the country and continue to promote their products. And there'll be a lot of use for them, I think, this year.
I'm going to get more than a couple of miles on that ATV.
Yeah, I think so. I think for sure. Well, I look forward to talking with you again throughout the ice fishing season. I know you're going to have some events that you'll be promoting the Jiffy brand as well as the Nebulous. And you guys always have some events in the Madison area that are for adults and children alike. And we look forward to hearing about that this winter as well.
Well, very good. I appreciate that.
Duffy, I thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good. We'll see you, Jeff.
Duffy Cup joining us for the Madison Outdoor Report, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's leading Matthews Emission retailer, located just west of Arena on Highway 14 and online at PappasTradingPost.com. And Fisher King Winery, makers of finely crafted Wisconsin wines in Verona, and online at FisherKingWinery.com. You can hear this very thing every week right here, the Madison Outdoor Radio Report, right here on WTSO, the Big 1070 and 100.9 FM, on demand on LakeLink and on our podcast on iTunes. We'll be back with more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Well, folks, I don't need to tell you that this is opening weekend of the firearms deer season, the big one, as people say. There are upwards of 500,000, pushing 600,000 deer hunters in the woods as we speak, and we wish everyone a safe and successful deer season. And this show, like most of our shows, was pre-recorded. Jeff and I are out there along with everyone else. So if you're listening to the podcast, we hope you got out and had a good hunt. Well, if you missed Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2019, you can still watch it on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel and on many Wisconsin community media stations. They are showing it around the clock in some cases. And last week we talked to deer behavior specialist Bob Mercier. This week we're giving away 5 copies of his book, Dominance is Everything, to a Monster Whitetail Buck. To enter the drawing, for this book, call 414-297-7554 or email us at dsoradio@gmail.com. That's 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. And we'll announce the winners of the outdoor hats by Abby Paffrath later in the show. Well, Jeff, we're out there gun hunting, and we're hoping everybody is safe, but a friend of mine and a neighbor, and I won't reveal his name to save him any more embarrassment, fell from his tree stand last Saturday morning, had a bad break in his leg. I think he'll be okay, but I'm pretty sure his deer season is shot. This is, I mean, it's preventable in most cases,
but it
happens.
It does. I was talking to a friend of mine who was getting things set up to send his wife up into a tree stand. And before she got out, the night before, she started just having second thoughts. I started talking to them, and no harness. She was unfamiliar. She's never been in a stand before.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad she had second thoughts. That could have been disastrous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean? And I even kind of shook him a little bit. I said, dude, you're going to send your own wife up? No harness, no nothing? Well, I don't wear one. Why don't you wear one, you know?
but you've been in a tree all your life.
You've been in a tree.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is still no excuse. You still should have the harness, but.
Yeah. Well, even with a harness, you know those platforms can be slippery? Even the the great platforms?
Yeah.
A coating
it's
of
dark,
ice on
you don't really know how big everything is.
Man.
You're wearing thick boots, usually, so you can't feel edges.
Yep.
It's dangerous.
Wear your harness, attach it. Don't fall out of your tree stand.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Well, a few weeks ago, we talked with Justin Roach of Quiet Cat Electric Mountain Bikes. Well, they have a deal for our listeners. If you purchase a Quiet Cat bike, use the code MB15, and you'll get 15% off the purchase price. And you can look for dealers at Quiet Cat, and that's cat with a K, quietcat.com. And remember, your 15% discount code is easy to remember, MB for mountain bike, MB15. And one other, it's not brand new news now, but a couple weeks ago, Steve Ranella, our good friend, announced he's running for president. You saw that, right?
I did. Yep.
Better Hunting and Fishing for America. Yeah.
Yeah, the quick little press conference they held there at the podium.
Yeah, that was all staged, but it was cute. It was cute. So if you're still in a quandary over, you know, all the politic nonsense going on in this country, vote for Steve. You know, he guarantees better fishing and hunting. Well, coming up, National Wild Turkey Federation of Wisconsin R3 coordinator John Motovilov offers advice for preparing a wild turkey for Thanksgiving. Big Guy Hats creator Jeff Kahlo, a.k.a. Frozen Tundra Man, reveals the truth behind a monster buck from years ago. And we'll kick things off by talking with Whitetails Unlimited's Program Services Director Russ Austed about events and activities coming up at Whitetails Unlimited. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Dogs of all ages love American Natural Premium. Years of success and experience have proven that proper nutrition makes dogs happy and healthy. American Natural Premium's carefully chosen ingredients provide energy, endurance, and performance along with healthy skin and coat. Just remember this, the name says it all, American Natural Premium. Find a dealer near you at AmericanNaturalPremium.com. That's AmericanNaturalPremium.com.
You wait quietly, but you're getting impatient. It's been 2 hours and still nothing. You hear it. It's close. You see movement, but you sit tight because safe hunting is no accident. With all different hunting seasons open, your fellow hunters could be in a stand, on the ground, or in a blind. Do not shoot at movement. Be aware of what's in front of your target and what is beyond it. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm, and joining us now from Whitetails Unlimited World Headquarters in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, is Whitetails Unlimited's Program Services Director, Russ Ostad. Russ, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure, Dan.
And thank you for sponsoring Deer Hunt Wisconsin 2019. Have you had a chance to see the show?
I have not had a chance. I have it sitting on my DVR waiting for me to get a half hour to sit down and watch it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it when you do, and we appreciate your sponsorship. Whitetails Unlimited is the longest running sponsor of that show. I don't know if you knew that, but...
I did, because you actually informed me of that when last time we met.
Oh, I think I did. Sure. Yeah. My memory is short these days. But anyway, yeah, you guys have been with us since 1991. And, you know, we thought that because this is opening weekend of deer season, this would be a good time to talk about deer and what Whitetails Unlimited does. For people who don't know, what's the elevator pitch that you give folks? What is Whitetails Unlimited all about?
Well, short answer, I guess, we are a 501c3 nonprofit conservation organization geared towards hunting and the white-tailed deer, I guess would be the short answer.
Okay. And you have fundraising banquets and activities that you do around the country now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, right now we're just shy of 500 events that we hold in 32
wow.
states.
Wow.
And that takes up makes up the bulk of our revenue is our fundraising events that we hold almost nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And,
so, and then those funds that we raise go into our, what I like to call our four pillar programs, which is we have a hunting education program, we have a habitat enhancement program, a hunting preservation program, and a shooting sports program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you support some of the youth shooting sports competitions and clubs in high schools, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Just about any acronym you can think of, from NASP to S3DA, the SCTP, IBO, mm-hmm. And then even if a school has their own club shooting sports, so to speak, you know, whether that be a trap program, mm-hmm. An archery program, we're also heavily involved with Boy Scouts and the various shooting sports that they offer, their scouts, 4-H, FFA. That's the ones I can name off the top of my head. I'm sure there's some I'm missing, but I think sure. I hit the big ones.
Sure. And you also are pretty involved in the Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo that our mutual friend Mark LaBarbera puts on every May at McKenzie Center in Poinette.
Yes. Yep, absolutely. It's a great thing Mark's doing down there, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know he brings in quite a few people to that expo.
Yeah, more than 2,000. It's pushing 3,000. I think he's hoping to crack 3,000 next year.
Yeah, anytime we can get like-minded individuals in that number together, we're more than happy to help out with something like that.
Yeah, so you support youth events and shooting events, but how about tell us a little bit about the habitat work you support?
Well, it's not one of our strongest programs, but we do, you know, in a perfect world, we'd like to commit in our four programs, we'd like to commit to them equally. Our habitat program isn't our strongest program, but it's one that we're striving to increase as the years go on. But one of the things we do is we partner with a lot of organizations. For instance, we just finished up a four-year partnership with the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Michigan DNR and rehabbed 400 acres of oak forest in the northern lower peninsula mm-hmm. In Michigan. So mm-hmm. One of the reasons why, you know, it's not uncommon for us to partner with other conservation organizations. We also have a very close relation with Rough Grouse Society, because the saying goes, you know, if the habitat's good for turkey or rough grouse, it's also good for the white-tailed deer.
Sure, sure. Okay. And how do you decide where to spend the money, or how can people apply for some of this money?
Well, the money is usually spent in the areas where we hold events.
Okay.
It's not to say that we don't fund projects in areas where we don't hold events, because we do. You know, we don't hold any events in Arizona, but we just funded a 4-H shooting sports team down in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for the most part, we spend most of the funds in areas where we raise our funds. So we like to give back to support the areas that support us, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. And do clubs or groups then apply? Is there a process for getting access to some of this money?
Yeah. So what if someone would like to apply for funds, what they can do is email me at and my email address is raustad@whitetailsunlimited.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your last name is AUSTAD, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And there are some events coming up in Wisconsin. You and I talked earlier about this. Most of the banquets are done for the season because people are now focused on hunting the deer that they raised money to support before. But you've got a couple things coming up the next month or two, and then into February, I guess, right?
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, we're kind of finishing up what we call our fall banquet season,
mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple of events here in Wisconsin. We have one coming up here in La Crosse on the 30th of November, I believe, and then the Wisconsin banquet season starts up around the first part of February.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all this is on your website.
Correct, yep. You can just go to our website. It's whitetailsunlimited.com. And then at the top, there's an events tab, and you can click there and click on Wisconsin and find all the events that we got going on this year.
All right. Well, Russ, we're going to let you go here, but we wish you and everyone else there at Whitetails Unlimited a safe and successful gun deer season starting this weekend. And thank you for sharing some information, letting people know about Whitetails Unlimited. And they can join by just going to the website, right?
Yep, absolutely. There's a tab on our website that says support, and they can go there and click the support tab, and we have various membership tiers, I guess you could say, that they could choose from.
All right. Well, very good. We hope a lot of folks do. Thanks again.
Yep, thanks for having me, Dan.
You bet. Russ Austed, the Program Services Director for Whitetails Unlimited. Again, their website is whitetailsunlimited.com. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Jeff Kilm's in the studio with me. And joining us now is a good friend of mine from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He's been featured on Outdoor Wisconsin. He's also the star of a new, well, not so much new now, but the current Wisconsin lottery promotion. He's a creator of Big Guy Hats and is probably best known as Frozen Tundra Man, a guy you see on TV and in person at cold weather Packers home games. I'm talking about Jeff Kahlo. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Brr, Dan, just mentioning Frozen Tundra Man gets me cold.
Yeah, well, you should be used to that by now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. It's gotten to be pretty good ever since that commercial you just talked about.
Yeah.
A lot of people recognize me now up at the games. I mean, they did prior to this, but
sure.
It's more something to talk about. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and your website, of course, bigguyhats.com is where folks can order some of your hats. But you're probably pretty well backlogged, aren't you, in your work?
I am. Yeah, I'm out to probably the middle of March right now, so it doesn't help if people want them for Christmas gifts because I've been booked since August for Christmas. So.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one at a time.
I forgot to tell you.
One at a time.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you I need two Tundras for Christmas. No, I don't.
Next Christmas, right?
Yeah, okay, sure.
2020?
Sure, sure. So where did you come up with the Frozen Tundra Man idea, or when did you do that?
It happened in about 2002 when CBS Sports came to the story on me about the hats, and they got a big kick out of all the stuff that I made for some of the celebrities, and they asked me if I wanted to be a guest on the field for the Packers-Steelers game back then, and I said, what do you mean on the field? And they tell me, they just said, well, just hang out. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be on Lambeau Field. This is insane. And I thought to myself, I've got to come up with something. I just have to come up with something. And I just did a bunch of stuff. What is Lambeau known for? Well, the saying is the frozen tundra. And I thought, I didn't see anybody ever trying to do anything cold to make themselves look cold. So I just basically did that, and I went to the game. It was a big hit. And ever since then, now it's been going on about 17 and a half years right now. And now it's just kind of the icicles got a little longer and the outfit got a little bigger.
Yeah. And when you actually glue those icicles to your beard, what's left of it between games?
Yeah, it depends. You know, if the games are only a week or two apart, it goes right to the skin.
Ooh.
And that's the tough part, because if I can grow the beard all long, then it goes to the beard and it gets attached pretty thick. It still goes into the skin, because otherwise these icicles are going to swing back and forth with a beard.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. I want this thing to be solid. And I take a lot of fingernail polish remover. I take a small little X-Acto razor blade and a little tiny scissors, and I try to get in underneath that. And, there's a lot of times when I cut into the skin, or I go and I get a lot of red marks on my face after I'm done taking this stuff off. But, you know me, I'm an artist, and I want everything to be as realistic as possible, and the only way you can do it is if you adhere these things right to your skin.
Have you thought about a mask?
Now, people have asked me about that. They said, well, how about if you're going back-to-back games, how are you going to do it instead of tearing your face apart? And I've never tried a mask, but I should, because if I would just do a mask, I could just have fun with it that way, too.
Yeah, just pop it on between, you know, when you go to a game
instead of
doing the whole makeup thing every Saturday or Sunday morning, rather. Well, in a few weeks, when the Bears come to town, my son John and I are going to join you. We got tickets, but they're across the field, so we'll have to be waving at you there. But we're going to join in the parking lot and see how you suit up as Tundra Man. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. You're gonna see. It's gonna be pretty chaotic. It's fun. You get a lot of photography with the outfit, and what's gonna make it more special is because I purchased a seat next to me for that game, and my son, my 18-year-old boy, is gonna dress up as Frozen Tundra Man also, because
nice.
I have two outfits now. One from the lottery commercial I created,
sure,
and my original one. So we're both gonna go frozen for the game. That'll be the first. So it should be fun.
That'll be cool. Now, he doesn't have a beard, does he?
He doesn't. No, we're going to do a scarf-like thing over his face, or like a full face cap that goes over your face, and I'm going to just load icicles on that.
Oh, you can field test the mask with Andrew and then go from
there. That wouldn't be a bad idea either. Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a lot of fun creating novelty items like the Tundra outfit and the various hats, but you've always been a prankster. I guess.
Yeah.
And years ago, and I don't know how long ago, but you'll tell us, you created a monster whitetail buck and you actually got away with it for a while. Tell us that story.
I got away with it until I finally turned myself in. Yeah, it was, and I don't know if you saw the pictures that I just sent
I
to
just
you.
Saw them. Yes, they're fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember how many points. It was a lot of points. But no, what I did is, you know, it was deer camp 1990, Dan. That's how long it was, 30 years ago.
Okay.
We had a cabin in Coloma, and, you know, we always got doe up there. We just had a hard time finding bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to try to fabricate a rack from my grandpa had a bunch of deer racks laying around here, small ones, big ones. He had a real big one. It was a 10-pointer. I think it was a 22-inch spread, nice tall pines on it. And I decided to use that for the first part of the rack, and then the smaller ones, I was going to pre-drill and drill all these tines and other ones branching off of the main rack,
mm-hmm,
and fabricating this big deer. So what I thought about, I'm like, okay, it's going to be fun to make this big fake rack, but I got to figure out a way, how can I attach it to a doe's head? So I ended up drilling out the bottom of the rack by the acorn base there, and I put leg bolts in there with epoxy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 3.5-inch leg bolts. And my dad had no idea I was doing this. So I got this thing done. And by the time it was done, the outside spread was about 3 feet, 36 inches wide. It was just enormous.
Yeah.
And I drove up to the cab. My dad was there. And he didn't know it was coming or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the day of hunting, we got back. We got ourselves a doe, which I knew we would.
Mm.
So I said, Dad, let's have a little fun. He goes, why, what's up? I said, look what I made. And he busted out laughing. He goes, you've got to be kidding me. What are you going to do? I said, we're going to drill holes in the doe's head, and we're going to crank these things in there, and we're going to drive around like we got this big old swamp buck. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he already knew I was crazy, so we figured, why not? So he went along with it. We got ourselves a drill and a drill bit in the garage up there, and we did it. And just for the fun, we drove around Coloma, just in the local area, beeping the horns. People were snapping their neck, looking at thumbs up, people honking the horn. We had a great old time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then on Sunday when we drove back, my dad goes, hey, let's keep this on. Let's just make the drive back with this thing.
Mm.
So on the way back, there was a little bar that was in the town of Richfield, which is between Coloma and Wautoma. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not.
Okay.
But we stopped there. And when we got there, of course, the deer hunters, deer weekend, they're going to be in there. And we pulled in, and as we pulled in, there were so many eyeballs being pressed up against the window from the bar. It was unbelievable. So my dad's already laughing and laughing and laughing, and we go, let's go in the bar. We'll have to make up a story, just kind of figure something out, you know. But by the time we got in the bar, most of the bar cleared out. They just didn't care about us. They just came down. They wanted to get pictures next to this big old monster buck,
mm-hmm,
that was on top of his truck. And so we sat in the bar, and we just had a soda, and told a bartender about the whole story or whatever. He goes, you got these guys going left and right. He goes, look at that. They're all proud, you know. So we didn't say nothing, and we had a good time, and we decided to drive back. And as we approached Fond du Lac, we were going down Johnson Street, and every car alongside of us was thumbs up, people getting cameras out and taking pictures, and just it was a lot of fun. And then we stopped at a stop sign, and we noticed about two blocks back we saw an ambulance with its lights on. And we thought, oh, geez, we got to kind of pull over here. So we pulled over, and he came right up to us, and he stopped. And they both looked at the rack and the deer, and they both gave us thumbs up, and they turned the lights off, and they just drove away normal.
Oh,
they just put the lights on and the sirens to get up to us to check out the deer. So
yeah,
it was kind
wow
of fun.
Wow.
And so then we ended up I told the guys at work the next day on Monday when I went back into work, I told them about what we did and what my partner says, hey, why don't we have some more fun with this? Why don't we try to get this in the newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, for what? He goes, I don't know, just call the reporter and tell him we got this big old massive buck. It could be a state record. Come on, take a picture of it. And it worked, and we did. And we told them what time to be at the place that I worked, and they showed up. We had the deer on top of the truck, and all of a sudden he says, hey, I'll tell you what, you know, we can't do this in the parking lot. Can you bring the deer down and drop it over in the grass over this way? It'll make it look like more of a field.
Hmm.
So we're okay, we did. So when we got the deer down, when we dropped the deer down, the horns spun backwards, totally a 180, all the way backwards. And Dewey, which was the guy, my work partner at that time, we were laughing so hard, we had tears coming out of our eyes because we thought, well, we're busted. Well, the photographer had his back turned
to us,
and he was loading film in his camera. At that time, he had film. You don't have digital stuff now.
Right.
And so he didn't see it. So we cranked the horns back, and it worked.
Mm.
And we pulled it, you know, by the legs, and he held onto the horns real careful, and we took it over, and the guy, you know, took snapshots of it. And the next day, lo and behold, it was on the front page of probably almost every newspaper in the state as a state record whitetail taken, you know, by us. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a blast.
Mm. And then, you finally, you had to come clean, didn't you?
Yeah. That same afternoon after the paper came out, we got a call at my workplace about a guy that was an editor for Field & Stream magazine that was having lunch with another person over at Shriner's restaurant here in Fond du Lac.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to do a story on it, and I told him, I just said, well, can you give me your number, and I'll get back to you, because I thought, what am I going to do here? What's going on?
Right.
Well, shortly after that, the Department of Natural Resources, the warden, which we knew, and he knew me because their office was pretty much right across the road from us,
mm-hmm.
He wanted to come over and take a look at it. And that's when all of a sudden I said, okay, I just got to let you know it's fake.
Mm.
And he goes, it's fake. What do you mean? He goes, did you tell the newspaper? And I said, well, no, I didn't. I mean, it's a real deer. It's just a fake rack.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I had to call the reporter. The DNR, the warden, got a big laugh out of it. I mean, he was chuckling along with us or whatever. He says, the best thing to do is just call the paper and just tell them it's a hoax and whatever. He says, you're not going to get in trouble,
mm-hmm.
but just let them know. So then they had to do a follow-up the next day, which was on the front page again. Hoax admitted that the, you know, that it was a fake rack that was fabricated by me.
Yeah, and so you had registered it as a doe, so it was a legal deer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we registered it right up there in Coloma.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, we registered it before we put the, of course,
right.
all the holes in
sure,
and stuff.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. And then what happened?
Had some fun.
What happened to the Field & Stream editor?
I had to call him back and tell him that it was just the hoax and whatever. He laughed, too.
Yeah, good.
He goes, yeah, that thing looked absolutely huge. It's like, as soon as I saw that picture, I'm like, holy mackerel, that thing is big. And I told him the story, you know, what we did or whatever, but he got a big laugh out of it, too. He goes, geez, that would even be a fun story, but we just couldn't put that in the paper, in our magazine.
Yeah.
We just couldn't put a fake one in the magazine.
No, they
I'll tell you, I don't regret it, because I think that was probably the most fun, one of the best times my dad and I ever had together was when we did that. You know, I've never seen him smile and laugh so much in my life.
That's great. Well, listen, we got to let you go, but you still have the rack?
I still have the rack. In fact, I had the article that was in some of the papers. I've got them stashed away. They're in the attic or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to pull them out. If I find them, I'll just send them your way, Dan.
Okay. Well, you sent me a picture, so I know we have at least a photo of the rack. We'll put that up on our Facebook page. You don't have a photo of the deer with the rack.
I do, but it would be on. No, I don't have the photo of the deer with the rack. It would be in the one in the paper that I would have to pull out and find for
you. Okay. Well, if you find
it. Otherwise, I know you could probably go to a library and find it. You go back in the archives of the newspaper, and you probably find it right there front page.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, this is the kind of story that that we like to share during deer season, because it is deer season, and good luck to you. Maybe you'll get the real 30-pointer instead of the fake 30-pointer, but I'm confident that You know, if anybody can conjure up a big buck, it's you, Tundra Man.
I hope so. I got two boys that can back me up. If I miss, they can always unload. I'm sure they'll hit it.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Jeff, and thanks so much.
Yeah, and you too.
Thanks for sharing a crazy story. Yeah.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Jeff Kahlo with the big buck that wasn't, and you're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
Dogs of all ages love American Natural Premium. Years of success and experience have proven that proper nutrition makes dogs happy and healthy. American Natural Premium's carefully chosen ingredients provide energy, endurance, and performance along with healthy skin and coat. Just remember this, the name says it all, American Natural Premium. Find a dealer near you at AmericanNaturalPremium.com. That's AmericanNaturalPremium.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I am Dan Small. Jeff Kelm is in the studio with me. And if you're ever in a car or motorcycle accident and need help, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal now 3 years in a row. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And joining us now is Wisconsin's R3 coordinator for the National Wild Turkey Federation, John Modaviloff. John is also the author of several books, including his latest cookbook, Wild Rice Goose. John, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you bet, Dan. It's my pleasure.
So remind us, for folks who aren't too familiar with the R3 situation, what do you do as R3 coordinator for NWTF?
No, glad to answer that. It's one of those titles that doesn't exactly fall off the tongue very easily. But what it really means is the recruitment, reactivation, and retention coordinator, mostly in hunting, but to a certain extent in shooting sports and angling. And the kind of the backstory here is hunting license sales have started to fall off very precipitously in, say, the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And this is an effort to basically retain existing hunters and then to bring new folks into the fold. So really, a good part of what I do is going around the state and running programs for novice hunters, many of whom are adults and families who haven't had a chance to do this growing up. And so really we provide training for everything from sort of regulations to shooting to scouting, and then at the end butchering and sometimes cooking. So it's sort of like if these folks don't have any kind of cultural background in hunting, we bring them up to full speed in a matter of a few classes and get them out there to try, and then probably about half of them go on to buy licenses. So that's the ultimate sort of plan, is to get them plugged into the license buying system.
Sure. And I've participated as a mentor and instructor in a couple of your Learn to Turkey Hunt programs in Vernon County, and they've been very well received. I think it's a great program. So I'm glad you're doing it. I'm sure a lot of folks are learning about and getting into hunting because of that. And, this is opening weekend of gun deer season, but Thanksgiving is just around the corner. And most people that I know serve turkey, and most of those turkeys probably come frozen from a local supermarket. But there are a few folks who might have a bird in the freezer, a wild bird. I'm one of those lucky folks, and I understand you had a hand in providing a bird for a reporter who wanted to write about wild turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. And if I were a better turkey hunter and a more responsible person, I wouldn't have been chasing ducks the last 2 weeks, and I would have been able to provide a turkey. But I had to call on a friend to do that because I was busy chasing my other passion. But yeah, it was great. He harvested, a young hen turkey in really beautiful condition. And I got to deliver that to a reporter for USA Today. And we got to chat about how, one might cook a turkey before. And it was very interesting because he grew up in Wisconsin but had really no background in cooking or skinning wild game. And so it was really interesting to see him take hold of this big bird and both smile and look at me with some trepidation and say, now what do I do?
Yeah.
So we kind of walked him through the basics, kind of in the same way that we do with Hunt for Food students. And I think we've got him up to speed. It was an interesting morning, and kind of a neat way to sort of get back to the earliest Thanksgivings in America here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what did you tell him in terms of how to prepare this bird?
Yeah. So if he were not going to prepare it for Thanksgiving, let's say if he were just going to, just plain old wanted to just cook turkey, I might have advised him to say, okay, possibly cut the breast in medallions and make something like something with mushrooms with that, and then save the legs for a wild rice soup or sort of like shredded barbecue, something along those lines. But he had this beautiful bird, and Thanksgiving was coming up, so I thought, okay, well, let's really do a Thanksgiving turkey dinner. And so basically my approach to cooking the turkey and cleaning the turkey is essentially what I do with wild geese. And so that's to say, get the thing field dressed and get it cooled down very well. Either, put it out in the snow or maybe get it in your freezer for a little bit. So it's, probably right around 32 degrees, and then get some boiling water, and dunk the bird in that really good, and then begin to pluck, and then cut off the wings, cut off the head, cut off the feet. And then really I probably in a matter of about a half hour or so, he should have been, he should get done with plucking. And then the fun part, cooking. So really with a lot of wild game, I think brining is a good idea, especially with game birds. So I had him brine it. Going to have him brine it for about 24 hours in advance. And here, as long as you've got, a half a cup of salt and a half a cup of sugar to every gallon of water, you can pretty much do anything you want. You can make the liquid beer, you could add a little wine, you could throw spices in, but you kind of want to keep with that basic, brining recipe there, and have the salt and sugar in. Soak it up, get it tender, get the flavor in there, and then the roasting. Now, I think one mistake that folks will sometimes make with turkey and other wild game is they say, well, it's a turkey, or it's a roast, and so I'm going to put it in the oven at 350 and, you know, go watch the Packers or have a beer or go do something. And that, unfortunately, is not going to work with lean wild game. Mm-hmm. And so I told him, well, knock the heat down to about 275, barred the breast of the bird with bacon strips, and put a nice little foil tent over it, and you'll have a really nice tender bird. But the difference there between that and a domestic is that there's just no fat. You know, there's very little fat to buffer the higher cooking temperatures, and so we just need to counter that by you know adding fat to the bird and making sure it turns out juicy and table ready. Mm-hmm. So I think he's going to have a really good Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, it sounds like it. And a breast up or breast down when you're roasting it?
You know, I think we could do it one of two ways. So I ended up telling him to go the bacon route just because I thought that was, well, you can never go wrong with bacon.
Right.
And breast up. So the fat from the bacon would run into the bird.
Sure.
But the other way that I'll do it sometimes with ducks and geese or pheasants is to cook them breast down and cook them in liquid. But I felt like for a first timer, it was harder to specify how much liquid, you know, needed to be in the bottom of the roasting pan. And I thought, well, if I say bacon, everyone knows how to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Cool. All right. And your book has recipes for turkey and other game. Wild Rice Goose is the title. Where can folks get copies of your book?
Yeah, they can probably the easiest thing for them to do is to just go right on and order through Amazon, and that's going to get them the quickest, fastest order. It's published by University of Wisconsin Press.
Mm-hmm.
If folks want to do a bulk order, they can Google it and get to that website and order, you know, if a library or something wanted to order it, go through that route. But for the general consumer buying one copy, I think going to Amazon is the way to do it.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for sharing that story and the recipe. I am going to do something similar to that. I've done one whole wild turkey, and actually it was my sister-in-law who did it, and she brined it, and then I think she put it in a roasting bag, which I've never tried, but I've got a large roasting pan that'll cover the whole bird, so I think I'm going to go that route.
You know, I think you can't go wrong with brining, and I think as long, you know, whatever strategy to buffer the heat, I think is a good one.
Yep.
So, I you're an old hand at this. I have no doubt that you're going to have a good Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm going to work at it. So, well, listen, you have a great deer season, and we'll catch up afterwards.
Excellent, Dan. My pleasure here. Good talking with you.
All right. Thank you very much. John Motoviloff, the author of Wild Rice Goose and other books. You can find his book. It's a UW Press publication. You can find it on Amazon and other places books are sold. This segment was brought to you by Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal 3 years in a row. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
You wait quietly, but you're getting impatient. It's been 2 hours and still nothing. You hear it. It's close. You see movement, but you sit tight because safe hunting is no accident. With all different hunting seasons open, your fellow hunters could be in a stand, on the ground, or in a blind. Do not shoot at movement. Be aware of what's in front of your target and what is beyond it. Wisconsin DNR. Adventures and memories. Enjoy Wisconsin's wild side.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics.
Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Outdoors Radio is brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Lincoln Contractor Supply and Favic Rents, the Cat Rental Store, working together to offer you more. By American Natural Premium Pet Foods, premium nutrition without the premium price, AmericanNaturalPremium.com. By Huntworth Gear, high-tech camo wear at a price you can afford, HuntworthGear.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, reminding you to mentor a new hunter this season and think safety first whenever you're hunting. Hunt Safe Wisconsin, DNR.WI.gov, keyword hunt.
And by the way, Cedar Lake Sales is still running their Fill the Boat food promotion through December 10th. If you bring a non-perishable food item, put it in the boat and get 5% off your next purchase. And ask to see the Outdoor Wisconsin camera boat. It's for sale, and it's a pretty good deal. You know, when I was there last week dropping the boat off, I saw a bunch of goodies in the front of that, in the bow of that boat. So it's really nice that folks are doing that. And if you need a holiday from the holidays, why not head to Wild Eagle Lodge for a getaway? You stay two nights at Eagle's Haven with a large group. Your group gets $200 in food and beverage credit at the Blue Heron, which is the restaurant right there. And if you stay in one of their one, two, or three-bedroom condos for the weekend, you get a $50 to $75 food and beverage credit at Blue Heron. And there are some restrictions. It's good through the 21st of December, but not Thanksgiving weekend. So pick another weekend and get up there and have a good time. I stay there whenever I'm up in that area.
You can check our radio show out online at lake-link.com. They actually have a page for the Outdoors Radio Show. Click on that, listen to this show plus past shows. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors and follow me at Hardwater Jeff.
And this week we're giving away five copies of Bob Mercier's book, Dominance is Everything, to a Monster Whitetail Buck. To enter the drawing for the book, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Well, Abby Paffrath's custom trucker caps, we're running out of time, so we'll just let the winners be a surprise, and we'll contact each of them by email or phone. So if you enter the drawing, stay tuned. You may just have been a winner. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. Well, Jeff, you guys, your camp, I hope you have a great, successful deer season.
You too.
And a
Enjoy
safe one.
Enjoy your time up north with your son.
I'm going to do that very much. And join us again next week, folks, for Outdoors Radio.
You've been listening to Outdoors Radio, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Find more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
When the cool night swallows the moose's nose, and the heron is fishing on one cold leg, when the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey,